I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Despite beefed up security, there were fresh explosions in Thailand's deep south on Monday, just days after a spate of bomb and arson attacks. Asian Access's Noel Buchetti says nobody's claimed responsibility so far.
A lot of rumors are flying around, but there's nothing really definitive. It's just all these different streams of speculation going on at the same time.
Asian Access had been looking at expanding ministry into Thailand. So is now the time? Definitely. In fact, laying the foundation with prayer is the first step.
Our sense is if things are getting more chaotic, all the more need for the Christian leaders there to be able to become better equipped, better encouraged, better supported, and learn how to work together collectively to try to, you know, help be an influence in the country and to help spread the gospel.
And though it's a hopping tourist destination, the Dominican Republic is one of the poorest countries in the Caribbean. Kids Alive International has been working in the DR to share the gospel with families. Vic Troutwine of Kids Alive says that the ministry has helped to provide a Head Start education and much more.
Also learning about God in our care centers, and it's holistic care, so we're providing their main meals each day, spiritual education, medical help, and their academic education.
But with no state-sponsored care, the Dominican Republic struggles to provide for orphans and vulnerable kids.
Almost every kid comes in malnourished. We see 7 and 9-year-olds that have never been in a schoolroom, so they can't write their own name. They're kids that are suffering in the moment and have no reasonable living option.
Learn more about how a child sponsorship can change lives at missionnews.org. Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. If you'd like a tool to help you pray for our world more effectively, just get our e-news delivered every morning for free. Go to missionnews.org to sign up. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.